Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, text, let's see what text 105, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Vimala Tripati Sana Kaila Darsana. Sarvatra Karila Krishna Nama Pracharana. He visited the places known as Tirumala and Tirupati, where he extensively preached the chanting of the Lord's holy name. Purport. The holy place is situated in the district of Tanjore, Chittoor, South India. The temple of Tirupati is situated in the valley of Venkatachala and contains a deity of Lord Ramachandra. On top of Venkatachala is the famous temple of Balaji. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Asmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Chayam Rupa Pradamayam Dadati Tapadantikam Adadanas Chanandante Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Dulisham Janma Janmani Paragya Yukhakti Visham Priyatnai Apayamam Manabhipsamandam Kripambuhiya Paraduka Duki Sanatanastam Prabhamasvayami Pancha Kopa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. So we're again. Well, I have to do the greetings, right? Greetings from New Brudge, Panihati. I'm back again at the Panihati site. I have just traveled this morning, 5 hours in a car, and I can understand the saying of Chanakya Pandit, that traveling makes a man old. And I was thinking, I rushed out in the morning, and I had to leave early due to the schedule to get here in time. So I did Manasa Puja, and I understood how difficult it is in the modern world to just serve Krishna within the mind, which is why kirtan is recommended as the best process. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Haranama eva kevalam palo nastevanasya. Kirtan, because kirtan, nam kirtan, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the father of kirtan. Krishnavanam kusha krishnam sangopangasta parshadam yagyai sankirtanai prayajantihi sumeda. Very intelligent people who take to this kirtan. Because it is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotion in the form of kirtan is extremely merciful to those who are humble and devoid of false prestige. And Kali Yuga gives us such an opportunity to be free from false prestige, because the environment is so opposed to spiritual life. Prayena alpha yashashubha kalabhasmin yuge janaha Manda Sumanda Mate or Manda Bhaga Upadit. We're short-lived, always disturbed. Manda Sumanda, we don't have great determination. We're lazy for spiritual life. The qualities are going down. And the atmosphere is always disturbed. So kirtan is such a wonderful process that even if the mind is not pure, even if the environment is disturbed, when you absorb yourself, as we've just been doing for the last 40 minutes, in non-kirtan, then even if the mind is not pure or the environment is disturbed, when the mind seeks out the senses are absorbed in transcendental sound vibration. So it's so nice to do this kirtan process. And now we're here in the wonderful Chaitanya Charitamrita, where there's the life of rasa and affection is the reality and not the exception. In Kali Yuga, rasa is the exception. Quarrel and confusion is the rule. But in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Chaitanya, the life force, Charikarik, the life force of the living entity in immortality is Amrita, because it's full of love and affection. And that's the rule. I remember two times I was with Srila Kamal Krishna Maharaj, where he felt he was in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One time we were having a feast at the Goshala where my friends would live in the house that's now with the VIHE. And I used to have a cook that worked for me who was a Bengali gentleman. And he was the most amazing cook I've ever seen. Even he would make sweet rice, but he would make the grains that were of rice out of fried potatoes, little things, and he would make a kheer. And so many Bengali, the Bengali preparation, so many things. And we would invite all the Vaishnavas. I remember Bhakti True Maharaj, so many Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And we'd have Narottam Das Thakur Bhajans. This is life. And after the Bhajans, we'd serve out this incredible feast. And it was so good. In the middle of the feast, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was taking the feast and he looked around and he said, I knew that one day we'd be experiencing the ecstasy of Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I never expected it so soon. And one time when Prabhupada was leaving this world, I used to go into his room early in the morning, actually at 3 o'clock. I used to spend 2 hours, just the last 2 weeks. Hardly anyone was there. But you would watch, Prabhupada Leela would go on all the time. And there was a dream Prabhupada had about a Ramanuja Kaviraj cooking a potato, making a particular medicine that was with diamonds and gold. So the devotees went out to look for that medicine. And I was in the room when one devotee came back and said he met an old friend. And when he met the old friend, he asked the old friend what he was doing. The old friend said he was with a Ramanuja Kaviraj. He asked him what he was making. He was making that medicine. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was at Prabhupada's feet. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, being with you now is like living in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, the nectar of devotion, the nectar of immortality means what? The eternal natures of the soul. And what is the soul? The soul is a part of Krishna that's meant as a receptacle of love to facilitate the absolute reality's pleasure of rasa. But rasa has to have a subject or shelter of rasa, which is the devotee. For the supreme lord to enjoy rasa, there must be the devotee. Rasa means relationship, and relationship means two or more. So our hearts are meant to be a receptacle for the supreme lord's love. That's what we're made for. Everything else is secondary to that. And that's actually the real world. So we're getting to see the real world, and we're in a very wonderful part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishna Das Kaviraj, out of his mercy, because he's so old, he may not live, he's giving synopsis. He just wants to go through the whole Seisha Lila, the whole pastime after Lord Chaitanya gives sannyas in codified form. And what's the Sanskrit? Who knows what the Sanskrit would be for synopsis? Codes. What? No? Codes. Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
Sutra. He's giving sutras. And the nature of sutra is that in one sentence, it's impregnated with the whole lila or meaning. And that even if Krishnadas Kaviraj later leaves, self-realized souls who read the pastime, because it's chit shakti. Shastra is not ink and paper. It may be ink and paper, but it's Krishna's ink and paper. And because it's Krishna's ink and paper, it has mystical potency. It's sound vibration. And within that chit, that spiritual substance, we have hundreds and hundreds of books of Krishna's Leela, but where do they come from? They come from the Bhagavatam. But there's only Panchayat. There's only five chapters of Radha Krishna Leela, but there's thousands of books. Why? Because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and great souls, they meditated, they prayed. And from those words came unlimited pastimes, unlimited nectar and rasa. So Krishna Das Kaviraj is giving us synopsis, sutras. And therefore we're able to follow the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he took sannyas in his ecstasy, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, Vaishnav sannyas, becoming a servant of Hari, Manasa Karmana, work, Manasa, words, Gira, words, words, body, mind. And then he comes, tries to go to Vrindavan, but has not fully adjusted his Leela properly. And what's the adjustment in the Leela? The adjustment in the Leela, yes, there is sannyas dharma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has his eternal associates like his mother, Sachi, who has to be satisfied. So he goes back. He's tricked to go back to Shantipur. And then he goes from Shantipur, and we see Gopal, Sakshi Gopal deity, and the Parikram. Wonderful Parikram. Parikrama. Krama means step, like Trivikrama. Vamanadev took three steps. Pari, to go around. Parikrama, to go around by walking. But not sightseeing. Going under the guidance of the proper devotee who can actually reveal the holy place. So who is the Parikram? Who's leading their Parikram? Going to Puri. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's Lord Nityananda. And at the Sakshi Gopal deity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeats the story he heard from his own guru, Madhavendra Puri. And the Shira Churaganath deity in Ramkuremuna. He hears that whole lila of the deity. The deity reciprocates with the devotee's love. And then same thing, the Sakshi Gopal deity. And then Nityananda tells the story, right, he heard it from his guru, Ishvara Puri. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters Puri, running to the deity in ecstasy, fainting in ecstasy. And then he delivers Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the top impersonalist Mayavadi scholar. He melts his heart and conquers his intelligence. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, staying there just for 3-4 months initially, wants to go preach Krishna consciousness. And I say this is very, very significant as an example. Because even Narada Muni, who had Sakshat Darshan, directly saw the Supreme Lord. When he tried to see the Supreme Lord by the same exact process, but taking it in a mechanical way, our work and our sadhana has to express our dependence, not our ego. Not that by my chanting I conquer the Lord, but the chanting is an expression of the dependence of the heart. And unless the dependence of the heart is there, as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, that our chanting has to be heart deep and not lip deep. So, I lost my point there because I got some reverberation. We always have to be careful when we call by cell phone that we have sufficient bars, because one thing affects the whole system. Let me see. So, okay, I got it with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was in Puri. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Oh, yes. Okay, whatever. Yeah, and I remember the point. The point was with Narada Muni, he tried, but he couldn't get the darshan, but he got the transmission of voice, akashvani, the voice in the sky, and it said, you cannot see me now because, one, you have some material taint. Material taint means just some small desire. What's the desire? He was attached to the Himalayas. He was attached to the peacefulness. And attachment means passion. It's not the shooter sector. It's not pure if you're attached. So he went to travel. He gave up that attachment. And it says you weren't complete in service, which means the attitude of service. So Narada Muni went and completed his service and preached. So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he went into Nirjan Bhajan in Puri, he wanted to become complete in service. So he began to travel in South India to deliver the conditioned souls. Jiva Doi Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sarva. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jiva Doi Krishna Nam Sarva, Sarva Dharma Sarva. That the essence of all religion, Jiva Doi Krishna Nam, is to give compassion to the living entities by giving the holy name. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes and begins to travel in South India in Bik Vidik. He doesn't know which direction he's going because he's in a state of ecstasy. And therefore, we're following this. We're following two things. People really have to, if they can, mute their phone and make sure they have a semi-good connection, because when I get the reverberation, I can lose my concentration. And this is a very difficult medium because I can't see anybody. So I have to get super fired up to do this. So let me see where I am again. Somehow I'm moving along. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually traveling. He doesn't know the direction practically. And we're seeing he goes and delivers the Korma Brahmin, who gave him the instruction that, no, don't take sannyas. You stay home, but you preach Krishna consciousness, and that will be where I am. That's the spiritual world. He converts the Brahmin Vasudev, the leper, and miraculously cures him. And then in his ecstasy, he goes to the Godavari River. We know the Jamuna and Ganga, but in the south they have these different rivers, like the Godavari River, Kaveri River, where the different states fight over the water in India. We know that, because it flows through different states. Just like previously, West Bengal and East Bengal, the river would flood, so they would shove the water towards East Bengal and flood East Bengal. It was different things they do at water, because water is such a commodity. Generally, you either have too little or too much. So, and this thing with Ramananda Roy, what a discussion, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he had heard and known Ramananda Roy, but because he wasn't a devotee, he didn't have a perspective to understand him. It's a very important point. To understand something deeply, you first have to have a preliminary understanding of it. Just like when you're taking a picture, you have to get the proper perspective. And then you can see the thing. So the perspective is sometimes a preliminary understanding. He didn't understand, but then when he was converted, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood that this Ramananda Roy was the most exalted devotee in terms of transcendental knowledge of the highest subject of rasa, or spiritual love. So, what he, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when Lord Chaitanya left to go preaching, but he didn't say he was going preaching, he on the pretext of saying that he was going to try to find his long-lost brother, Vishwaroop, because he had to have a good excuse for the devotees. He just, I'm just going preaching. There's, no, you stay here. You can stay in Puri. Everyone will come to you. When I took sannyas from Satsrutmarg, I told him, look, I want to stay in Vrindavan. I remember when I approached him for sannyas, I said, so I'd like to stay in Vrindavan. I'm not going to be a traveling sannyasi like that. So he said, anyway, Prabhupada said, just like a good businessman, if he has a good spot, he can make more money than if he travels. Prabhupada once told him that. So I had a good spot, Vrindavan. So many people come there, so much preaching to do. So when he saw Ramananda Roy, this is one of the great scenes of the Bhagavatam. I always envision Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting on the bank of the river. This is life, actually. Even in India, it's all spoiled now by IT, by communications and cell phone towers and cars. And previously, India was a place where you could just live by walking from village to village. And then you can bathe in the holy river. Can you imagine when these rivers were crystal clear? This year I went to South India, and I stayed at one friend's ashram, which is right on the bank of a river, crystal clear. South India is still a little bit pure. But you walk around, and the life of the sadhu. I remember when I used to go on padyatra and used to walk from village to village, and I remember the joy of after doing kirtan, coming out of the village in the morning, and there was these really pure devotees they got from Mayapur. I remember one was Radha Dutti. He's famous in cooking in the floods with the water up to his waist. You know, so he's a very wonderful. I remember these devotees, they would chant, and we be the winter, it's freezing cold, and we would, because this is about pilgrimage, so I want to give you a sense of pilgrimage. And we'd walk out of the village in the morning after Mangal Aarti with the deities on the cart, and these devotees, you know, they would walk into the horizon, and they would chant like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. And they go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. And they would chant in that way, and they did it with so little passion that I really felt that they could go for 20, 30 hours. And into the horizon, I would walk and I would do kirtan. And then when I would do the kirtan, I would sit on a bullock cart, and we'd get from the fields the sugar cane. You know what kind of ecstasy that is? I'm here with a group of Indians here. And chew the sugar cane, you would get the sugar cane juice, and you drink a glass of sugar cane juice with nimbu or lemon. Okay, the ecstasy is there. So anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting on the bank of the river. Yeah, children, it's hard here. It's just, I'd rather. And he sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the Siddha Roop, in the eternal thing, it's Vishaka. And that's Krishna or Radharani, and they meet and they decide, because Lord Chaitanya heard that he was so elevated, he wanted to ask him the Nirnoy Pada Shloka, the ascertain the topmost shloka. And I won't go because I've been discussing this in comparative religion. But there's so many verses that are Ehob Haya. Even though they say that this is the top, it's Ehob Haya because the top is the soul. The top verse is about the activity of the soul, purely the activity of the soul. And purely the activity of the soul is to serve Krishna. So, Vanashrama, Charagata, Purushena, Prapara, Ehob Haya. Yet Kuroshi Rasnasi, whatever you're doing, for who? Yourself, then give it to Krishna. Hey, Hamaya. Sargadamam Prityagram Mame Kamshanamya Sannyas. Hey, Hamaya. Brahma Bhutta Pasanatma Nasochati Nakanchati Sama Saveshu Bhuteshu. But that you Brahma Bhutta platform, no hankering, no lamenting, and then you come to Krishna. Hey, Hamaya. Jnana Mishabhakti. You're analyzing Sama Saveshu. Equal to everyone, no hankering, no lamentation. That may not be bhakti yet. It may help you to get the bhakti. Then Ehob Haya. External. And then he finally comes, Jnane Pyasa. You give up everything else and just sit at the lotus feet of a pure devotee and you hear about Krishna. Stane State, stay in your situation. Just hear from a pure devotee and get faith in Krishna. And then that's TK. That's okay. Ara Kichua. Give me a little bit more. And then they go on and on. They give so many verses. But until, then there was, yeah, then they go, but until they come to, then they come to prema, and above prema, until they come to spontaneous love, then that's a uttama, that's best, but give me more. And then when he gets to the gopis, the love of the gopis, which is the most intimate love, then he said, yes, this is the conclusion, but I want more. And then what does he come to? He comes to verses about Radharani. Why? Because even though Napadaye Ham, Krishna cannot repay the gopis. When Radharani leaves the Rasa dance, Krishna cannot enjoy the Rasa dance. That's her position. So we had this about Ramananda Roy, and now, today, we continue the parikram, and hopefully we can continue and we have a little bit more. But so he visited the place near Tirumala, and he extensively preached Sarva Chakurila Krishna Nam. He was just chanting the holy name, converting so many people. I was fortunate. I do not like to travel. Somehow or other, that's my karma. I really don't like to travel. That's why, even though I'm a sannyasi, I don't travel extensively, honestly speaking. I stay in Vrindavan 6 months. But I did travel, and I did go to South India, and it was preaching, just like Lord Chaitanya. I remember preaching. It was great. We had a bus, and we'd do kirtan, and every time we get out, we'd do kirtan and distribute books. It was amazing. I remember it was a very exciting preaching tour, and I still have actually pictures of that tour when I was in my 30s. And, it may have been almost 30 years ago, but I remember we went to Tirupati. Tirupati, what they would do is when the coins were given there, they would melt them and put them in the cracks of cement, of they would melt the coins and use them somehow for the walkways or something. And so many people came to this Tirupati temple that there was a shortage of coins in India. There's an 8-hour line minimum to get in the temple. Especially what to speak on the day where they have their diamond darshan, their ruby darshan. These deities had so much, and the whole dome of this huge temple is solid gold. I remember, visiting this. But we got in because we went to the head of the temple, the manager, and we had to sign a Hindu declaration form. You sign that you're Hindu. Otherwise, they don't let others in. So we give Hindu declaration. So I went to this Tirupati. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Tirupati temple. So let's follow him on Parikram here a little bit in South India. Kabe tapa shandi gane karadalana ahovala nishinga hadi kaila darsana. After visiting the temples of Tirumala and Tirupati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to seduce some atheists. So it described actually at the beginning that South India, because it wasn't so much affected by the Mughal invasion, that the people was described that was as strong as elephants in their convictions, but they were captured by the crocodiles of atheism in terms of Buddhism, Mayavadi philosophy, Jainism, all these things. They were the crocodile. So it was just like Gajendra was an elephant. But if he was in the water, he was captured by a lesser, the crocodile. So they were captured, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would travel. So he met the Buddhists. So he asked, what are your 9 principles of Buddhism? And one is the material world is eternal. There's no creator. These are different Buddhistic principles. It's basically nirvishesha shunyavadi, zero. There's no belief in transcendence. So he asked the principles, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated all the principles of the Buddhists. They went away, they're upset. The next day they pretended to be submissive, but they offered him a plate of food that was highly contaminated. And in spiritual life, we can't be like this, but in the previous days, the Brahmins would cultivate goodness. And they would be on a very, very high level of consciousness. So when you have a clean glass of water, a little speck of dirt is a real disturbance. When the water is muddy, a speck comes in, it doesn't matter. So people will cultivate goodness. And the Brahmins, they would cook for themselves. And it described if they were in a dharamshala, staying overnight, they would wake up in the morning, and they would actually cook there and then clean and leave it spotless. Or the side of the road they would cook, because consciousness is transmitted through food. So it's very essential for spiritual life and your consciousness. If you want to get more and more subtle intelligence to do deep bhajan of Krishna Nam, the food you eat is essential, and it's known. I have one good friend, and he took initiation from probably the biggest scholar in Vrindavan. Although this person has 9 PhDs he's like 85 now. He got a PhD from Benares Hindu University in Satsangarbha's Yuga Goswami's teachings, in Nyaya, in Karma Mimamsa, which is rituals, Purva Mimamsa, which deals with hermeneutics, how you interpret Shastra and things like that, and everything. They even study Mayavatala, everything. So he came to his guru and he said, because I live in the West and my friend's a professor. So because I live in the West, I can't, I'm finding difficulty chanting. He said, what should I do? And he looked at him and he said, don't eat grains cooked by non-devotees. He said, don't eat grains cooked by non-devotees. He said, what should I do? He said, this person, was very strict. He said, what should I do? I go to the Harvard Club or something and they serve grain. He said, don't eat. So actually, because that was his guru, my friend follows it. And when he goes someplace, he makes some paratas there's a fact that food, and one time Srila Prabhupada was in a place, and somehow or other, all the devotees overslept, and Prabhupada said, let's get out of here immediately. And Prabhupada could understood, because of the consciousness of the people and what they ate, And they, and somehow Krishnamurti told me this. And when Prabhupada drove down the hill, he said, excuse me, he got up and Prabhupada vomited. Just that, you know, it was just a natural reaction. So I'm just saying, this was big then. Now, you know how it was in that day. If a Muslim sprinkles water on you, then you can't use your cat. They were so strict. But the fact of the food and the consciousness of the cook goes into the food. One time, Kamal Krishnamurti came into a temple, and somehow or other in the temple there was a suicide. There's somebody, devotee committed, the first thing he did, he checked the kitchen, and he saw that the cook, you know, had some mental problems of manic depression or something. I don't want to get too far into the details, but in a general way, it's understood that the grains carry the consciousness of the person that cooks them. And in the previous day, the Brahmins would be so strict, even sometimes their own wives couldn't cook for them. They would cook for themselves if they felt something in their... Anyway, I don't want to get into this whole issue, but this was the culture back then. It was so strict. So anyway, so when they brought him the contaminated food, because they wanted to get him back for defeating their guru, a bird came by, swooped by, grabbed the plate, took it in the air, and then released it by GPS on the head of the Buddha. So it just had his address and knocked on his head. The Buddha said he was on the floor. He was unconscious. Then the disciples say, we know the offense we've committed. You please help our teacher. He said, you go and you chant the holy name. And the Buddhists, they began to do kirtan. And then the teacher woke up. And what happened is it was considered that Lord Chaitanya initiated the followers, and the followers became the guru of their own guru. So he says that, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great scholar and a great devotee. Oh, no, let me get still. Let me just read a few more of the... he then visited the temple of Hovala Nisringha. So there, I think they believe this is where Nisringha Dev Prahlad, nine temples of, I think it was in BTG. You know, so he's going on parikram. And parikram, what's parikram? Evambhata, it's chare bhatani haritoshanani. Parikram means that you make vow only for Hari, only for Krishna. And we know in the world we're all so busy. So by Prabhupada's grace, we should make a time of the day for Krishna. Only, this is what asana means. Real people who want practice, why is there a temple room in every respectable person's house? Because in the house there's so many family things, there's so many business things. But in the temple, only for Krishna. And when you sit on the asana, it's only for Krishna. Upasana means worship. Upa near asana, you're sitting near Krishna, not physically but in consciousness. If you want to sit near Krishna in consciousness, you have to be determined only for Krishna. So there's times of the day, our sadhana, times of the month, the Ekadasi, times of the year, pilgrimage. Everyone should have these things. First is the time of the day, a couple of hours for Krishna. Time of the month, Ekadasi, the whole day for Krishna. Time of the year, pilgrimage, weeks for Krishna. Time of the life for Krishna, vanaprastha, sannyas. So pilgrimage means for Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya is on pilgrimage. And he's visiting all these wonderful places and praying intensely. Because each Leela Stan, place of the Lord's pastime, has a Leela Shakti. It has an internal Shakti that represents the place, that can invoke the mercy of the place. He's praying to all the deities, and he's traveling. when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the land of Rangasheta on the bank of the Kaveri, he visited the Sri Ranganath and was overwhelmed. Sri Ranga Dekya Prem Hoyla Istir Astir. He was agitated with praying when he visited the deity of Ranga. This is the biggest temple in the world. It has 9 gates. These are the Alwars, the great South Indian Vaishnavas. 9 walls. Each one built these great walls. Huge temple. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in ecstasy. We heard also that Radhanath Swami came there this year with 3,000, 5,000 devotees, and the head of the temple, they picked him up, and, you know, they were joining the kirtan. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. I don't know that whole story, but some do. And then the Chaturmas came. I'm not going to have time, but on next Sunday and next Wednesday, I'm going to go over this pastime because it's so essential. It's going to be discussed here in synopsis, but I'll tell it. Where he meets Venkata Bhatt, who's the head priest of this temple in this Rangasheta. And he meets him, and he's a Sri Vaishnava. There's 4 Vaishnava Sampradayas. One comes from Lakshmi, that is the Sri Sampradaya. Coming from Ramanuja Acharya. And then there's the Sampradaya coming from Lord Brahma, which is the Madhva Sampradaya, which we also come in. The Madhva Sampradaya. And of course, as Prabhupada also mentioned this in the purport, because it's the Brahma Sampradaya, they reject the 13th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Vimohan Lila, because that's their acharya. So how can he become offensive or bewildered in relationship to Krishna? And then there's the Shiva Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, which I believe is Vishnu Swami. And then there's the 4 Kumaras, Nimbarka Sampradaya. So this is the Sri Sampradaya. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's the life and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it wants to establish the supremacy of the teachings, but it's done in such a wonderful way. Because although Lord Chaitanya presents to Venkata Bhatta the superiority of Krishna in terms of rasa, it means that it's the same Siddhanta as Narayan and Krishna, same person. There's actually a verse that was given, Siddhanta Tattva Abhedapi. It's the same, but Rasena Krishna Yate. That in rasa, in revelation, due to the reciprocation of love, Krishna is a fuller manifestation, and that's the essence of Ete Chamsa Kalapum Sa Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. He's the original. And the simple analogy that Prabhupada gave, the same person works in a big position like the high court judge, the same person is home, it's the same person, but the person at home is a fuller manifestation of himself because of the intimacy and reciprocation of love, which can manifest due to the conduciveness of the environment of intimacy at home. Very, very interesting discussion of this. But the interesting thing, although in a very friendly and joking way, he establishes the supremacy of Krishna. In rasa, at the end he comes back to the platform of tattva, that it's actually the same person. In other words, the idea is not to put your thumb on your nose and wave your fingers that I am better than you. They're Vaishnavas. It's actually, you can show the difference if you want, but because the dealings are friendly, the unity is stressed more than the diversity. The rasa of the relationship between Vaishnavas is stressed more. I always tell the interesting story, you know, when Prabhupada's movement started, the people were 22 years old. You got to start a movement and have, and you know, Prabhupada, he gave sannyas because he needed some social distinction for preaching. And later, when most of those sannyasis left, and Prabhupada was, he said, this is the one criticism that I agree with my god brothers. He said, you know, that I gave sannyas prematurely, he said, but what could I do? And then he quoted a Bengali saying, when there's no trees in the forest, the castor oil tree looks big because it's just a little bush. And then I told that story before that, so this Guru Kripa, who's kind of looked like a gangster with a broken nose, and this Yasodhananda Swami, this French-Canadian, they took sannyas at 21. You can't even imagine how, you know, taking sannyas at 21, and what was the samskara in training? you know, hippies, and then you take sannyas, and then, but you know, the dedication to Guru, they were fired up with stuff. So they went to South India, and they wanted to defeat all opposing philosophies. So they went to the page of a Swami, one of the 8 Madhvacharyas, and their sannyasis are only by astrology. There's only 16 in their whole movement at any one time. They search the villages for those with the samskaras, and you know, they're so learned in the Shastra. So they come and they challenge him, and this Yasodhananda, and he told me this. He had a French-Canadian accent, so he looked at the Madhvacharya and looked at him and challenged him. He said, what are the 3 aspects of the absolute truth? That was they described it. He was such a saintly person, the Madhvacharya, he started to laugh. So it's not that contentious. I really wanted to go into it because there's so many wonderful verses that are described in this dialogue, but we'll do it. I'm going to stop now and ask if there are any questions, and it's one thing I should do more and see if there's any questions. Are there any questions?
Oh, hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Who is this?
This is Gail.
Gail, okay.
Hi.
What is your question?
Well, I've always wanted you to...
I have to repeat it because I have an audience here, too. Okay, what is it?
I always wanted you to elaborate and go a little bit further in your translation of Chaitanya, the life force in immortality.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I don't know, somehow, I can't really make the connection between, you know, Lord Chaitanya and this translation. It's not such a natural connection. I wish I had deeper realization about that, you know?
Okay, she wants me to explain. I have to explain to the audience here. Chaitanya Charitamrita, a little deeper explanation. Well, Chaita means life force, Charita means character, and Amrita means nectar or immortality. So what is the character of a life force in immortality? So the Bhagavatam begins where the Bhagavad Gita ends. Bhagavad Gita ends surrender. So what is the character of that surrender? And we should remember that surrender is not this concept of force. The word is actually sharanagata, where you go for shelter. So the eternal life force, a living entity, is the soul that realizes that what he is lacking in his heart is Krishna and love for Krishna. Where the temporary world is what we're feeling that we're lacking. We're all feeling we're incomplete. We're feeling what we're lacking is some material thing or material relationship or some sensual experience in relationship to the body. And therefore it's not amrita, which means not death. It's actually the material platform, which is temporary. And it's not amrita, which is nectar or love or pleasure. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita, The character of the life force and immortality is these souls who realize the platform of the soul and realize that what their need is Krishna and love for Krishna. And therefore, there's nothing else in their consciousness but that desire. And when that desire manifests, it manifests in the greatest affection, respect, and love among the devotees of Krishna, especially in terms of kirtan. Because kirtan is the ultimate reality. Because kirtan means Krishna is there in the holy name, the devotees are there, and the love between them is manifest. So kirtan is the fullest manifestation of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The character of, can you shut that door, please? The character of the life force and immortality. And when we're doing kirtan, we can actually experience to some degree that this is the real world. And what's the real world? Krishna is there in the form of his holy name, and the devotees are joined together experiencing the mercy of Krishna and the love between them. That is Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavato Miti. It's the opinion or mood, Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa, of your relationship with Krishna. And it can begin with just the understanding that my relationship with Krishna is that I am his servant. And when it matures fully, you can understand what type of servant you are. But that's the amrita. That's the immortality. That's the pleasure. That's what stops us from death. That's the nectar of love. And that's all Chaitanya Charitamrita is. Because it's the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associating. And when it's fully manifest in a direct way, where it's just the spiritual world, it's the kirtans. Gail, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it's much better. Is that the word character?
Okay. She says it's much better. This is like the Ramananda Samvar. It's kind of like she says, TK, go a little further. We should actually, Gail, one time, like, translate all our thousands of discussions. The character means the nature, that's all. Charita means character or nature. I can get some Sanskrit. What does charita mean? What? It means character. What does it mean? Give a few more words in English to say character. How would you describe charita? What? The personality, the nature. This is what it means. The nature, the personality. That's what it means. Okay, Gail?
Okay, to be continued.
Okay, Gail. Yeah. Gail, where are you now?
I'm in an amusement park in Ocean City, Maryland, with my kids and husband who are waiting for me to come over there so they can go on some rides.
I asked Gail where she is. She's in Ocean City, Maryland, an amusement park with her with her husband and kids waiting for her so they can get on some rides. Gail, would you go back and do your duty, please? Be situated in the right place and stop thinking about sannyasa all the time. Take care of your family now, okay? Okay. Okay. Would anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Anybody else? Who's that?
Krishna,
who's this? Who's that?
Hi, Bill. This is Jason. I'm calling from California.
Oh, Jason. Yeah, I saw your letter again, and I always mean to write you, but I have such a backlog, but I will. Anyway, thank you for that letter. Thank you so much.
Hi, Bill.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
Gordon.
Oh, Gordon. Where are you, Gordon?
I'm in Spackenkill, where my parents live.
Okay, you're very good. Okay. Thank you so much, and thank you for coming to the Panihati, Gordon. That's great. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Maharaj, this is Baladev.
Baladev, thank you.
You're out there in... No, we're out in Silo, back on the map.
Great. Nice to hear from you. We're looking forward when you come to India with me. We're going to go to Puri. We'll let you know the date soon, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? That was Baladev. Anybody else? Okay, we'll end now. We've got some sound too. Vanchakalpa, Trubya, Shakrata, Sindhu, Vyavacha, Patitana, Pavanayu.